I felt real good. It was good to be back out there, full contact. Haven't had that in about 2 years, so it was just a tremendous opportunity for me to showcase my talent in front of everybody, and I had a lot of fun.
Nice to make a couple plays, too?
Obviously, it's always nice to make a couple plays, yeah.
Talk about the touchdown.
I just had a five-yard in, and I split the linebackers, and I was fortunate enough to make one person miss. And the end zone was right there in front of my face, and all I had to do was run 5 yards for it. So,
do you feel, because there's no preseason games, that there's a little bit more emphasis on today and on the practices that remain?
Yeah, for sure, because preseason games, we need them to evaluate everybody on the football field, and we won't have that this year. So the scrimmages is where that's got to take place, and I feel like everybody know that. Everybody in the team know how important the scrimmages are, so we just – put our head down, and we put one foot forward, and we just fighting out there on the field.
Are you happy with the way you've performed so far and where you're at right now after 2 weeks?
I feel like I could do better for sure. There's always room for improvement, but in scrimmage wise, I feel like I did okay. I could have did a little bit more things right that I wanted to, but I feel good about myself right now.
Stuff. When was the last time you played a game?
Last time I played a game, 2019. Sometime in November.
For and where?
In Maine, University of Maine. I went to the University of Maine.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.